We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick. And it's fake news.
Donald Trump's having another very bad week. It may be his last week as an unindicted man. Remember that perfect call he made asking the Georgia Secretary of State to find him 11,000 votes? Well, apparently, there's another recording of another call, this one made to the Georgia Speaker of the House, member of the grand jury, reported hearing a second recording in which Trump tries to pressure the state speaker to overturn the election. Basically, Trump tried to order the presidency over the phone like it was a stuffed crust pizza. According to one of the grand jurors, Senator Lindsey Graham testified that Trump was so crazed after he lost the election, he said if someone told Trump that aliens came down and stole Trump ballots, Trump would have believed it. I'm surprised they didn't tell him that. It would have been more plausible than what they did tell him. But so that's what's happening in Georgia. At the same time, we have prosecutors in New York indicating that criminal charges are likely for Trump in the Stormy Daniels hush money case.
There's a kind of hush.
Trump, and you're not going to believe this, swears he did nothing wrong there either. He says he didn't have an affair with Stormy Daniels. And his former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says there's nothing to see here at all.
He didn't commit a crime. It's not a crime.
So let's go back. It's the Stormy Daniels matter. That's what we have been led to believe here, apparently. And I know what you mean. I don't think you have to be a lawyer to understand this. It's a free country. If you want to write a check for $130,000 and give it to somebody, you can.
Right. Right. There's nothing weird about having your lawyer write a check for $130,000 to a porn star. Presidents do that all the time. Hoover did it, Reagan did it, Roosevelt did it. Why do you think they called him Chester Arthur? Because he loved porn stars. This is some argument. Who believes this argument? The lawyer running point for Trump right now is a guy named Joe Tacopina, who seems to have been born in the ashtray of Rudy Giuliani's Lincoln Continental. It looks like he holds meetings in the back office at the Bada Bing.
President Trump has denied from day one having an affair with this woman. What he is an extortion victim. I don't know since when we've decided to start prosecuting extortion victims. It's actually a crime of extortion.
I feel he's being victimized by a system, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
And he did everything the right way. He did nothing wrong. We are distorting laws to try and bag President Trump.
It's He-Hulk, attorney at law. It's Ralph Macchio had better representation in My Cousin Vinny than Donald Trump has with this man. Trump is either going to jail for 0 years or 1,000. There's nothing in between.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.
The first official day of spring. Can you feel it? The days are getting longer. Indictments are in the air. It's really magical. It's the calm before the stormy. You know what we've been saying for years? That one of these days we're going to wake up and Trump will have been arrested for one of these many crimes. Well, that day could be tomorrow. And how do we know that day could be tomorrow? We know that because on Saturday, Trump, in what seemed to be an effort to rally the troops to protect him, wrote, "The far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week."
According to Donald Trump himself, Donald Trump may actually be indicted this week.
"Now take me to jail."
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
There's a whole other storm that's headed his way.
Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time. Oh, yeah, life is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather.
Porn star Stormy Daniels suing President Trump.
Stormy weather.
A porn star is suing the president.
And I just can't get my poor self together. The time. So weary all of the time.
The woman in question here again is porn star, and I'm going to guess future chief of staff, Stormy Daniels. She's proven she can handle the staff.
When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. Rocking chair is gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord will let me walk in the sun once more. Oh, I can't go on.
Miss Daniels received $130,000 right before the election to keep their affair a secret.
Can't go on, can't go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather, stormy weather. Since my man and I, me and my daddy, ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining all of the time.
On the eve of what Donald Trump says will be his indictment over allegedly paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels, there are growing concerns about the possibility of violence from the former president's supporters. And Mr. Trump himself is said to be quite anxious about the prospect of being arrested, should that come to pass.
Cops are on high alert today, bracing for trouble. A potential repeat of the January 6th riot on the streets of Manhattan. Precautions were sparked by a flurry of angry posts from Donald Trump, riling up his supporters. He claims he'll be arrested Tuesday in connection with the $130,000 in hush money he allegedly paid porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016.
We got it! We got it! I'm sorry.
The only person saying that Donald Trump will be arrested tomorrow is Donald Trump. And Trump's own spokesperson says that they have not been notified of any pending arrests.
Either he's about to actually be arrested or he's releasing another round of digital trading cards for us to buy. We don't know for sure.
I don't know what's going to happen. Just because Donald Trump said he was going to be arrested, his track record on...
No evidence of that, by the way.
Anything.
Well, made up the day.
Yeah,
well,
of course, and he could be, and he wanted to whip up his people. You saw the size of that demonstration on his behalf. It was about three people. That it really is a crime. I mean, he was trying to win that election, and he wanted to cover that up. And she went to National Enquirer and tried to sell the story. It got squashed. You know, this was about winning that election, and that's a crime.
But he went totally truth postal this weekend. He said America's a dying third world country. He said the election was stolen. He spelled it with two L's. He called for protests. He said they should investigate the investigators. He suggested the NYPD should refuse to arrest him. Let's just say he was very presidential this weekend. He's absolutely spinning out because he knows it's Melania's birthday next month and she might finally get her wish.
And I gotta say, who would have ever thought that Donald Trump would be brought down by a porn star? All of us, right? It was pretty predictable. But yeah, Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels to keep this story quiet. And here we are still talking about it 7 years later. So that would be another failed Trump business venture.
If Trump does get indicted tomorrow, the Secret Service would bring him to the Manhattan District Attorney's office for a mugshot and fingerprints, assuming they can find an ink pad small enough for his finger. Maybe they'll use the tip of a Sharpie. Just tap it and Some Trump supporters online have been talking about creating what they're calling a patriot moat to surround him and prevent the police from taking him in, which is genius. And as all this is happening, Republicans in the House of Representatives are gathered in Orlando for their annual issues retreat. And they definitely got issues to retreat from all the usual lowlives are screaming witch hunt about this. Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who at one time, Kevin McCarthy, blasted Trump over January 6th.
I've had it with this guy. What he did is unacceptable. Nobody can defend that, and nobody should defend it.
Now he sees things differently.
I don't think people should protest this, no. And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either.
Wait, what? No, what?
I think the thing that you may misinterpret when President Trump talks, when someone says that they can protest, he would probably be referring to my tweet, educate people about what's going on. He's not talking in a harmful way.
Right. So when Trump posts something like, in all caps, they're killing our nation as we sit back and watch, we must save America, protest, 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 he doesn't mean protest. He means stay home, read up, educate yourself. Speaker McCarthy, by the way, isn't the only one embarrassing himself to stay on the good side of the crazies.
And even Mike Pence appeared on the news. The news. He appeared on the news to speak up for Trump.
Mike Pence, the guy the MAGA hatters wanted to hang on January 6th, Mike Pence weighed in with words that are so profoundly meaningless, even if you were to print them out, you'd still have a blank page.
I know that you think big picture. Nobody is above the law. I mean, you don't think Donald Trump is above the law.
Yeah, nobody's above the law. But nobody's beneath the law either.
Well, has somebody been gnawing on mother scented candles again? Because that doesn't make any sense at all. And then we have Rudy Giuliani, who thinks we're focused on the wrong thing. Recount Dracula says we shouldn't be focused on what our president paid a porn star to be quiet. We should be focused on Hunter Biden's laptop.
The hard drive is absolutely true. It will reveal a family, not the entire family, but a large number of crooks and perverts. I also put the emphasis on the second one, perverts. You cannot believe the con.
Having a technical difficulty right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if anyone knows about perverts, it's the dude who tried to whip it out for Borat's daughter, that's for sure. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defended Trump. He had some BS thing, George Soros-funded judge tirade prepared that conveniently ignored why Trump is in this fix, but he also slipped a little zinger in at Trump's expense.
You're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Well, it's Rhonda Sassy all of a sudden. As you might have imagined, that comment did not play well in Trump town. He wrote right back. He wrote, Ron DeSantimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. That's what this has come to now. Oh, yeah? You're gay. I mean, I guess that's all he has left, because the truth is, there's no good reason for Trump to be in any of this trouble. If Casanobrain had just paid Stormy Daniels the $130,000 himself out of his Pizza Hut money or whatever, he wouldn't be in this situation. He wouldn't have an issue in New York. So many of his legal problems are based on him being an idiot. If President Karen hadn't picked up the phone and called around Georgia asking to speak to its manager to find 11,000 votes, he wouldn't have an issue in Georgia. If he just tweeted the words, calm down, go home, 4 hours earlier, like everyone, including his daughters, told him to, he wouldn't have an issue on January 6th. And if the Great White Hope Chest hadn't boxed up his love letters from the Saudis and Kim Jong-un, If he hadn't squirreled them out of the White House and into the rec room at Golf Lago, he wouldn't have an issue with the FBI. In every case, the reason he's in trouble is because he is the dumbest criminal in the world. He's brought this all on himself. He's Al Cabonehead, is what he is. Here's how different Donald Trump's day was from Joe Biden's today. While Trump was banging on that all caps button with his greasy little thumbs, Biden was hosting the cast of Ted Lasso at the White House. Trump's getting ready to be arrested. Biden is eating biscuits with Ted Lasso. And what was supposed to be a very bigly day today, Donald Trump said he was going to be arrested today in New York. He wrote this on Saturday. But the day came and went, and Trump remains at extra, extra large. He is still out there. We should have known he wasn't getting arrested the minute he said he was getting arrested. The grand jury in New York is scheduled to meet tomorrow. We could see an indictment tomorrow. Trump might not have to surrender to authorities tomorrow. He might not have to surrender until sometime next week, if at all. The New York Post is reporting that Trump is in high spirits. They said his team is, quote, very pumped about the possibility of a big public arrest. For real. They plan to film and document it with their own camera crew. They want a shot of him in cuffs and will release the mugshot. They are loving this stuff. Which, oh, good. That makes two of us. Finally, we agree on something. I'm loving it, too. I would enjoy that. Trump is reported to be reveling being back in the news and the center of attention. What a weird man. What a very... And here's a question. If Trump goes to prison, does the Secret Service go with him? Like, do they have to be in? Do they have to... Sir, it sounds like the premise for, like, a Mark Wahlberg, Kevin Hart movie, right? Jail to the Chief, starring... The NYPD is on high alert right now at the New York State Supreme Court building. Officers this morning were ordered to suit up and prepare for deployment. A crowd of protesters gathered to support Trump. This was the scene outside Trump Tower where one lady finally got to blow that horn she's been keeping in her closet for who knows how many years. And then we have this woman. I think he found his new Secretary of the Interior. This is one reason attendance at the rallies might be lackluster is, first of all, a lot of the hardcore protesters are in jail from January 6th. And also, there's fear among Trumpsters that calls to protest could be some sort of deep state trap, which I love this stuff. These people, we could point an arrow at a painted on tunnel. They'd all smash into it, Wile E. Coyote style. There's also been chatter in the Trump discussion groups about driving trucks into Manhattan to jam traffic there. That's how you know these characters have never been in New York. You don't jam Manhattan traffic. Manhattan traffic jams you, okay? And in Washington, a group of nutty buddies known as Republicans in the House are now doing everything they can to derail this case in New York. They want to force the Manhattan DA to testify before Congress to explain why he would do such a terrible thing to our wonderful ex-president. Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, told CNN, "We don't think President Trump broke the law at all. The guy who looked the other way while college wrestlers were groped in his locker room doesn't think he broke the law at all. Good enough for me." These Republicans, they're bending over backwards for Trump for paying someone to be quiet about bending over backwards for Trump. He even got a boost from the Cancun goon, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who wrote, "If Donald Trump's name was Donald Smith, the chances Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg would bring the case are zero." That's actually true, because you know what? Donald Smith didn't do anything. Donald Smith didn't pay a porn star $130,000 and then try to claim it as a legal expense. Donald Trump did that, though.
So they're trying to trigger another January 6th. Yep. Oh, we're gonna get Trump in Manhattan.
It's pure Bolshevik-style witch huntery.
There's no proof Trump slept with Stormy. There's no baby.
Let's move on to some international news, because Donald Trump isn't the only leader facing indictment this week. His best friend was also indicted.
The extraordinary announcement today about Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin. The International Criminal Court at The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian president for war crimes, implicating him in the abduction of thousands of Ukrainian children during the war. Ukraine's president hailed the move as a historic decision, but the charges are largely symbolic.
Over the weekend, Putin made an unannounced visit to a city that Russia seized from Ukraine last year after a brutal battle.
In a surprise visit, President Putin drove himself through Russian-occupied Mariupol Saturday, inspecting newly built facilities in what's believed to be his closest tour to the front lines of this war he started.
That's right. Charged with war crimes, Putin thought it best to get out of town till things cooled down. So he packed a bag and took off to Mariupol, one of the cities in Ukraine that his army destroyed. He walked around, saw the sights, and shook a lot of hands. The hands were in a big pile on the edge of town. Putin then laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown Russian soldier who had no idea why the f*** he was there.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.